You're listening to a behind-the-scenes KatieCast, your sneak peek into the world of Katie's mind.
This podcast concerns Ghost of a Chance, the first Karma Marx mystery, which was published February 2008. As with all my behind-the-scenes podcasts, I will discuss some points which may be spoilers. So if you haven't yet read Ghost of a Chance, you really don't want to continue listening. I was so happy when I finally found time in my schedule to start writing mysteries. I grew up reading them, from the blue tweed Nancy Drews that I filched from my mother, to favorites who I continue to read, Agatha Christie and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And there were also contemporary people, like William Marshall, who wrote the fabulous Yellow Thread Street series, Jim Butcher, and Charlaine Harris. Now, writing a mystery is a bit different than writing a romance, in more ways than just the obvious lack of sexual content. The focus of a romance is always on the growing relationship of two people, their love story, and how it develops. There are often other things going on around them that they have to deal with in order to live happily ever after, at least until the next book, but the focus is always on their relationship. In a mystery, the focus is shifted to the narrator solving a crime. Relationships may play a part of that story, but the focus is on the mystery, and all other concerns are secondary. All that sounds simple, but creating a story that is plausible within the world of the book makes sense, and yet hopefully has enough red herrings to drag the reader's attention from the clues, is the tricky part. Mystery writers have to play fair with readers by giving them all the information they need to solve the problem, but don't want to make it so obvious that everyone knows from the first chapter just who is the killer. I decided to start the Karma Marx series because I love the idea of a seriously flawed narrator. And you can't call someone who has weregeld hanging over her head anything but flawed, as well as making her a true fish out of water. As someone who has mixed poltergeist and human heritage, Karma really does not easily fit into either the mortal world or the other world. She definitely has issues to overcome, which I hope makes her feel more real than some protagonists who seem to have perfect lives and no trouble at all when it comes to figuring out who done it. I chose the Polterworld as a setting because I'd been intrigued by them ever since the first poltergeist showed up in Even Vampires Get the Blues. Just the idea of six armed beings who could hide in shadows and move very quickly when needed fascinated me. A lot of the polter mythos came as a surprise to me, much of it being revealed as I started writing for the first polter. By the time I started to write Ghost of a Chance, I had to fill out much of the history of polters and cement my understanding of just who they were and what abilities they possessed. And here's a little tidbit for those of you who wonder where I do my research for things otherworld. Some of the facets of polters have their origin in the history of spiritualism, most notably with the details concerning the Fox sisters. A quick historical aside. The Fox sisters began the spiritualist movement in the mid-1800s by claiming they were in contact with a spirit who, by means of rapping out answers, communicated with them. The sisters became hugely famous, although later two of the three sisters renounced their claims by exposing how they cracked their toe joints to make the raps supposedly coming from the spirit. It is from that explanation that I base the poltern language, a language that's made up of rapping noises. The other thing I used that was traditionally given to have a paranormal explanation is the apport that the polters dropped in times of stress. Apports were frequently reported by mediums conducting seances or by people who believed a poltergeist was present, and I admit to gently tweaking their respective noses by giving my polters the ability to manifest their own version of apports. The balance of the mythology of my polters is a product of my own brain, although I do admit to being influenced by the German definition of the word poltergeist, noisy ghost. My poulterers have to learn how to be less noisy, however, so as to better fit into the mortal world. That's after they drop some of the extra arms, naturally. For those of you who are wondering, yes, there will be more Karma Marx books. They will come out approximately one per year and will continue to tie into the paranormal otherworld that can be found in some of my romance books. The last I heard, the second Karma book will be out in the last half of 2009. I've had several questions as to why I chose to have this book come out under the name of Kate Marsh instead of Katie McAllister. I did so because I wanted to make it clear that the Kate Marsh books were not going to be romances. There might be some romantic elements in them at some point, but they are and always will be mysteries. The publisher did put the Katie Mack name on the cover, however, just in case some romance readers wanted to branch out and try a mystery.
That's it for this KatieCast. If you'd like to have Katie answer your questions, send an email to katie@katiemcallister.com or visit katiemcallister.com or dragonsets.com for more information. Until next time, I'm Tobias Barlow.